Psalm 34, Preface. When the Lord our God does not forthwith answer our petitions as we desire and as our need seems to require, we should nevertheless not despair, and much less should we employ forbidden ways and means to help ourselves out of difficulties, but we should cheerfully and confidently continue in prayer, as did the Canaanite woman and the poor widow with the unjust judge. Holding God by his word and promise, we should say, as Jacob did to the angel wrestling with him, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. If we do not quickly tire, but persevere in presenting a petition to an earthly court, should we not also patiently wait in the antechambers of the Lord of hosts, and persevere in presenting our supplications to him? With the hammer of instant prayer, we should continue to knock until he opens to grant us an audience. This is the Christian's best advice in fear and need, yea, even in the midst of death. For God will and must finally hear the prayer of faith, and must deliver according to his promise from all that would harm the soul. This David teaches in the 34th Psalm. Praise of God for his kindness. A psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Summary. Besides teaching us to persevere in prayer and thanksgiving, this psalm in a peculiar manner reminds us that Jesus Christ is the Son and center of all Scripture. David indited this hymn to express his thankfulness for his deliverance from the hand of Abimelech. And how, then, should we expect to find anything of Christ in this song? Yet the Spirit of God, speaking through David, even in this psalm, inserted a clear prophecy of Christ when he says, He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. These words St. John introduces as fulfilled in Christ, when the soldiers break not his bones, as they did those of the two malefactors. Here we should learn that the Scriptures of the Old Testament are full of Christ, as he testifies, saying, Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. At 100 places, a careless reader may see nothing of Christ, but searching with care and prayer, we find him there. So search the Scriptures as to find Christ in them, and you find eternal life. Prayer. O God, thou Spirit of truth, who didst speak of old by kings and prophets, enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that we may read aright the Psalms of thy servant David, learning from them that Jesus of Nazareth is he of whom the Scriptures speak. Cause us ever more clearly to see that he, and he alone, is the Savior of our souls, that our heart may cling to him alone. Amen.